The following is a presentation of KJAN Sports. Time now for high school basketball here on KJAN. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you in part by members of our KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. And now with tonight's high school basketball matchup, here's Sports Director Chris Parks.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball coverage here tonight. We are in Avoca at AHSTW High School as the Lady Vikes get ready to take on the Cam Cougars here. The first game of the season for the Cougars, second game of the year for the Lady Vikes, and both teams are out on the floor getting warmed up here for this one tonight. So still obviously a lot of unknowns here for both these two teams. AHSTW played against a higher class competition in their first outing against Red Oak, and they came up short in that contest, 62-53. J.C. Schumann had a nice night for him, though, with 19 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. Morgan Ekman with 15 points and 7 rebounds in that game against the Tigers. So a pretty good outing for them, but just came up short in trying to pick up a victory there in that opening game. But now they get a play here on their home floor. And actually, that first one was on their home floor as well against Red Oak. But they'll play on their home floor here again for their second game of the season, and it's just the girls getting the single stage here tonight. Most of the smaller class schools usually play double headers, but early in the season you get a few of those stray single games because they like to stretch out some games at the end of the year for the boys when the girls, of course, are transitioning into the postseason already. So that's how they work things out between the two. And we look forward to it here tonight. If it's anything like the first one we had here this evening, we're going to have a good one because the junior varsity game went into overtime. AHSTW was a 47-42 winner in that contest as Cam rallied back late to tie it up and get a 2 overtime, but the Lady Vikes able to pull it out there in OT there for the JV game. 47-42 was the final in that one, and that's why we're a little bit behind schedule here for our varsity game here tonight. So now you know what the situation is. But we thank you for joining us here tonight for high school basketball here on AM 1220, FM 101.1. We're online at KJN.com, and we're also on the mobile app. You can listen that way, and you can check out the live video streaming online. Go to KJN.com, go to their TV page, and you can check out the video there, and we'll have that running for you here this evening as well. So we appreciate you tuning in and catching the contest whatever way it is you're digesting basketball here tonight on this Monday evening. We'll go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back and take a look here at these two squads and how they stacked up from the last season's teams and who's returning for them. We'll do that in a moment. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Interior Touch in downtown Atlantic is your headquarters for window coverings, wallpaper, paint, carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, and laminate flooring. For all of your decorating needs, visit with a professional staff at Interior Touch. Barn Burner Bar and Grill in Brayton, featuring all your favorites of steaks, chicken, burgers, and appetizers in a fun and casual atmosphere. Stop into Barn Burner Bar and Grill on Highway 71 in Brayton. And the Insurance Store, with offices in Adair and Casey. Service is what they have to sell. Call 641-742-3358 in Adair or 641-746-2714 in Casey. See Brick, Betty, Brett, Judy, or Bob at the Insurance Store today. And good luck, athletes, in all your sporting events.
And welcome back to high school basketball coverage here tonight on KJN, AHSTW, and Cam here in girls basketball this evening. Let's take a look at these teams from last year and how they compare to what they have coming back. For AHSTW, last season they were 3-16 overall. They did play Cam once on the road over in Anita, and it was Cam winning that game 45-42 in that lone meeting they had last season. Morgan Ekman led the team with 11 points per contest. J.C. Schumann averaged 5. Josie Denning averaged 4 last season for the Lady Vikes. As a team, they averaged just 34 points per game last season, and they shot 33% from the field, 25% from three-point range, and 52% from the free-throw line. Rebounding, Morgan Ekman led them with 111, 52 for Josie Denning. They had 33 assists on this season from J.C. Schumann, and steals, they are led in that category by Schumann as well, who had 34. And here tonight we have Of course, the opponent with the Cam Cougars. They are 12-12 on the season last year for head coach Joe Wollum. They were led by 13 points a game from Felicity Jackson, 11 points a game from Madison Gettler, 9 points from Paige McAfee, and they also averaged 45 points as a team per game, 38% from the field as a team, 21% from three-point range, and 56% from the free throw line, so shooting just marginally better than AHSTW last year. Rebounding, 202 on the season from Madison Gettler, 132 from Felicity Jackson. Now, if you compare that to the players, of course, they have returning out there on the floor, Felicity Jackson is no doubt the leader of this Cam squad. She's been a longtime starter at the point guard spot and moved around a little bit to the off guard at times for them. She is going to be running the show here, of course, returning leading scorer from the team last year as well. Madison Gettler also is back for them, along with Paige McAfee. So they have plenty of returning starters that have contributed very well for them last season. For AHSTW, you've got, of course, Morgan Ekman, who's also back in the lineup from last year. J.C. Schumann, also averaging 5 points per game last year as well. Josie Denning with 4 per game last season. And then also you had Morgan Ekman, who had 111 rebounds, as we mentioned. And, of course, she's back leading that category as well. So both teams really have a lot of returners that contributed quite a bit for them last season here as we get ready for the contest here tonight. Once again, it was a 47-42 win for the Vikes in the JV contest, and that was in overtime. We'll see how good of a game we've got in this one here as we get ready for our varsity contest here tonight. So we appreciate you tuning in here for high school basketball. We'll take another break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at our starting lineups and get you ready for basketball. You're listening to High School Hoops here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Base Repair in Atlantic wants to remind you that proper care and maintenance can extend the life of your vehicle. For complete automotive and truck service, call Jeremy Base of Base Repair at 249-7476 or stop by 12 North Lynn Street in Atlantic. Wickman Chemical boosts yields and profits on your farm. Contact Wickman Chemical to cover your fertilizer, chemical, grass seed, and tiling needs. For high return, low-cost inputs, call Wickman Chemical today. Colors in Greenfield has everything you need to bring color to your life. Floral, paint, window coverings, plus framing, floor coverings, even tuxedo rentals. Call Gina at Colors in Greenfield on the square at 641-743-2051.
And welcome back here to high school coverage basketball tonight here on KJN, AM 1220, FM 101.1, online at KJN.com. And you can also check out the live video stream and TV page at KJN.com as well. We'll have that rolling here for you. And both teams are getting warmed up. Cam just came back out of the locker room. They're ready to get started. And then also the Lady Vikes have been out on the floor. They haven't really gone back to the locker room here yet. Looks like they'll stay out and just get some final words here from the coaching staff as they get started here this evening. So let's get you set here for what you can expect as far as starters are concerned here tonight for the Cam Cougars. Yeah, they are going to be led here this evening by this starting five, number 31, Paige McAfee, a 5'8 sophomore. Also number 33, Madison Gettler, the 5'8 sophomore. Number 41, Shelby Stevenson, a 5'6 sophomore. Number 51, Felicity Jackson, the 5'6 senior. And number 35, Macy Tickner, a 5'8 sophomore tonight here for head coach Joel Wollum as we get started with basketball for the Cougars. For the Lady Vikes, this is their starting lineup that they will send out there tonight. Number 2, Josie Denning, the junior. Number 10, J.C. Schumann, the senior. Number 20, Kinsey Scheffler, the freshman. Number 22, Sydney Nelson, a junior. And number 32, Morgan Ekman, a junior as well, getting the start tonight here for Tyler Morris and his AHSTW Vikings. Once again, Morris 0-1 here on this season for his squad, 0-0 for Coach Joe Wollum and the Cam Cougars as we get ready for basketball. Both teams getting set to be introduced here to the crowd, and then we will get ready for tip-off here tonight here for this one. A little bit later start than we maybe had anticipated, just a hair, because we had the JV game go into overtime. They did cut down the in-between game time a little bit here so they can get ready to game here pretty quickly. We'll have more high school basketball for you later on here this week, as well as we'll have on Thursday night for you a doubleheader, as it'll be Stanton, one of those S schools down there. Stanton will be on the road to take on Riverside for a doubleheader coming up on Thursday night that we'll bring you. And then on Friday night, we'll have Atlantic boys basketball as they get set to take on their first home opener against St. Albert. They're going on the road tomorrow night to take on Winterset. Won't be able to bring you that, though, because of Iowa men's basketball, as they'll take on Notre Dame in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. But we'll bring you that Atlantic boys game coming up on Friday night here. Both teams are being introduced here to the crowd, and we'll get ready to play basketball in a moment. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Messina Livestock Sales, providing you with a top quality market for your livestock. Quality animals at quality prices are the trademark of Messina Livestock Sales. Alan Van Tiger, owner. Call John at Dvorak Tire and Service, who's been in the tire and repair business for 32 years in Atlantic. For tire repair, engine work, oil changes, and on-the-farm tire repair, call Dvorak Tire Service at 243-2638 or 249-9206, located on North Olive Street, just north of KJAN. The Tinderbox in Atlantic carries delicious gourmet foods and coffee, Willow Tree Angels, baby items, unique gifts, and cards. Be sure and check out their bridal registry. Stop into the Tinderbox in downtown Atlantic.
And a student here from HSTW getting the national anthem taken care of for us here tonight. And we are ready to play some basketball here this evening. As we welcome you in here for a varsity girls contest between the Cam Cougars and the HSTW Lady Vikes. Lady Vikes tonight will be wearing their home white uniforms with the royal blue lettering and the red and blue trim. And they've got Lady Vikes written across the front. And for the Cam Cougars, their road royal blues with the white lettering and trim. Cougars written down the right side of the shorts, and then Cam written across the front of the chest. And we're ready to get basketball going here tonight here on KJN, as both teams are out into the center circle. And they're ready to tap it up, and the tap is going to be controlled here by HSTW. And they have the basketball here to start the contest. They'll work it around here off the left side to Josie Denning. Denning will work it over off the right wing to Scheffler. Kinsley Scheffler will set a screen. They'll try to throw it in the corner, and it's going to be tossed away. Last touched by the Lady Vikes and turned over here to the Cam Cougars. So missed possession here to start the game, and Cam will have the basketball. Felicity Jackson will run the point here for the Cam Cougars. And now it's going to be tipped away and stolen. Stolen away there off the zone pressure by Scheffler, and she brings it up the floor. Now they get a pass off here for a 15-foot jumper that's missed by Ekman. Rebound comes down to the Lady Vikes, though. Now working through pressure is Schumann. She'll get it off, and a pass, and a running banker is going to be good there by Scheffler to get the scoring started, as Lady Vikes will lead it 2-0 here to start our contest tonight. And now the lob down on the corner here by Cam is going to be knocked out of bounds, and HSTW last touch of that one, so Cam will get it back underneath. Now they'll throw it in here and work it around down baseline. Jackson throws it up, and the shot is missed. Rebound, though, pulled down by Jackson. She works it down low. Turnaround banker's no good there by Gettler, and the rebound comes off the glass here to the Lady Vikes, and now they'll push up the floor here with Josie Denning. Denning picks up the dribble, bounces it here in the middle. Ball's taken away by Schumann inside the lane. She's in traffic, has to throw it back out. Head fake and a nice drive here by Sydney Nelson. Has her shot blocked, though, out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Lady Vikes underneath, but a nice block coming across by Madison Gettler. So now we've got the officials sorting out spotting here, getting everybody. I have to move the Cam Cougar cheerleaders out of the way a little bit here so they've got proper room. It is a small gymnasium here at AHSTW High School, nice and cozy. And not a lot of room along those baselines. Got to make sure they got a room to work and operate. Well, outside shot there off the inbound is well short, and it's going to be taken away here by the Cam Cougars. Now it's tipped away, and the steal is going to be made, but it's going to be on the line, so it'll stay with Cam after it went on the end line there, and they try to take it away. And now it's Jackson off the inbound here. She'll work it here to the middle. Tipped away and taken back here by Cam. They'll work it down to the baseline. Good look there, but it's knocked away and last touch by Cam. They're trying to feed it on the post there to Paige McAfee, the sophomore, but it was a little bit too much traffic and they couldn't handle it. So it'll be Lady Vike basketball here, still leading 2-0 early on. Josie Denning now with the basketball will bounce it over to Schumann. Go right corner now to Scheffler. Scheffler lobs it back across. Denning, a jumper in the lane. No good. Rebound. Tapped around. We're going to have a foul call here. Reaching over the top to grab that one was Morgan Ekman, and she is going to pick up the foul. And that'll be the first foul of the contest here on either squad. Inbound pass will come from underneath here for the Cougars with the 6:02 left to go here in this first quarter. 2-0 lead here for AHSTW. Ball dribbled on the left side by Jackson. Felicity Jackson picks up her dribble, skips it back across. Pass down low, but it's stolen away. Schumann saw that one coming. She steals it. Now outlets up ahead here to Denning in transition. She'll pull it back out. Back out to Schumann. The head fake. She got it stolen away right out of her hands there by McAfee. Now she'll work it up the floor. There's McAfee driving right side, and it's going to be a shot up and good, but no basket. An offensive foul called against McAfee as she got the outlet pass. And I apologize, that was actually initially on the steal. It was Gettler who got the outlet there to McAfee, and then McAfee gets called for the offensive foul, so it'll be the first against Cam. And now we've got a whistle and a timeout here on the floor. Just be a quick 30-second timeout here for Cam, so we'll keep it right here. A 2-0 ball game here early on. HSTW's got the lone bucket. Kinsley Scheffler, the freshman, has possession of those 2 points, and nobody else has been able to knock anything down here so far early in this contest. Two nothing, 5:33 to go here, opening quarter. And we'll get back after it here with teams getting a quick word here from the bench. As we mentioned, plenty of returning experience here for these two teams, but we are seeing a lot of early mistakes and turnovers here between these two, which sometimes just comes along with the territory with the game at the beginning of the season. And that was what we've kind of seen here so far. Both teams a little shaky and rusty. Here's Schumann to pass over right side out of the timeout. Now they work it around the perimeter. Going to work it on the wing. Now inside to Schumann again. She'll get it down low. Nice pass wide open underneath for the easy lay-in is Ekman as they found her on the block. The Cam Cougars lost track of her, and it's now a 4-0 lead here for the Lady Vikes. Here's Jackson now, double-teamed on the outside, picks up her dribble, bounces it back across, it's into the hands of Stevenson. Shelby Stevenson will lob it down in the corner, and she threw it away. That was a deep pass, it ends up hitting the wall, almost hit the cheerleaders who weren't paying attention. And they escape injury, and it's going to be Lady Vike basketball here. 4-0. Your early score, 4:53 to go opening quarter. Girls varsity game here tonight in Avoca. And a pass too tall on the other end here for the Lady Vikes as they try to send one left side to Cindy Nelson. But it was too tall and it goes out of bounds and it'll be Cam basketball right back. So So they trade turnovers here, and now Cam with possession will throw it up right side here to Stevenson. Stevenson bounces across over to Jackson. Jackson loads up a three ball on the way, too strong. Rebound down low. Turnaround by McAfee, no good. Rebound pulled away again that time. Ripped away by Tickner. Now it's tipped away and stolen. Here comes Schumann the other direction. Left-hand layup in transition is good. And J.C. Schumann on the board here for the Lady Vikes, their leading scorer in that first outing against the Red Oak Tigers. As she dropped in 19. Now she's got two here. And it's 6-0 Lady Vikes. Drive baseline here. Stevenson going to pull up and knock down a jumper. First points of the season for the Cougars come from the sophomore, Shelby Stevenson, as she stepped in on the right side. Now we've got the ball brought up here by the Lady Vikes. Ball going to be tipped away, stolen. Jackson got it away. She'll outlet it up ahead to Gettler. Running layup is good. And just like that, the Cougars are back within a couple with a couple of quick buckets, and it's now 6-4. Up the floor now, Schumann will send it over left side to Denning. Denning on the bounce. We'll work it here over to left side. It's going to be tipped into the corner. That's taken away there by Nelson. Nelson tries to work it back far side, and now we've got a whistle and a foul going to be called here against Cam, and that's going to go against Kinsey Scheffler. Or excuse me, no, it's going against HSTW. It's going to go against Kinsey Scheffler there for the Lady Vikes. So it's going to go the other way. Cam will get the basketball here. Got a substitution here as Denning comes out here for Cam. And Katie Anzalone will come into the game. And now we've got a whistle here down low against the Lady Vikes again as the Cougars try to work it down on the baseline. And that foul is going to be whistled against J.C. Schumann. That'll be her first. Team foul number three down here against the Lady Vikes. They'll inbound underneath. Nice look there and an easy bucket there for Paige McAfee. Wide open on the block off the inbound, and she gets it to go to tie it up at 6. So 6-6 here, Cougars, Lady Vikes, as Schumann will have it, and she'll throw her right side here down on the baseline. That's Scheffler now back outside. Anzalone up with the shot, and she gets it to roll home. And they knock it down there from the outside. And now we've got the work down to the right side. It's going to be blocked out of the way. Looking for Gettler down low, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Substitution now here as they'll bring another player back in here for the Lady Vikes. As Butcher, Sarah Butcher, will come in. Knocked away for a moment here from the Cougars. Now they regain control. Nice pass down low. Jackson saw it wide open underneath, and the easy lay-in is going to go down there underneath for Macy Tickner as she gets a bucket, and it's now an 8-8 contest. Worked around here in the perimeter. Tipped away and stolen here by the Cougars. They'll outlet up ahead on the run. It's McAfee with the lay-in. Good. And it's a lead for Cam at 10-8. Joe Woolham's team has settled in here a little bit. And now they lead this ball game with 2:13 to go in the first quarter. Pass is going to go far corner now here for Scheffler. She'll kick it back outside. Going to work it around to the far corner. Right shot is no good there. On the outside by Butcher. Rebound fought for underneath, and we're going to have it out of bounds here to Cam. So Cam will get possession here as Madison Gettler inbounds. And she'll walk it up the floor here with Felicity Jackson. Jackson with the basketball on the dribble. Works it around to the left wing. All the way towards the baseline. Skips it across. Stevenson, the banker, up and good. Shelby Stevenson with a couple of buckets here for the Cougars. And it's now 12-8. Schumann now will bring it up the floor here for the Lady Vikes as she will stop and pick up her dribble. Throw it across over to Anzalone. Now back right side. They skip it down on the baseline. Drive around the corner and a shot up off the banker. And good there for Kinsey Scheffler as she's got two buckets. And now it's a 10-12 contest. Two-point lead here for the Cam Cougars. They'll throw it far corner. Now they work it back down to the block. Jackson turns, forces one up, missed it short. Rebound fought for, taken away by Schumann. Schumann going to race the other direction. All the way, bounce pass across, layup no good. Schumann gets the rebound, misses the shot. Might have got fouled, but they get away with it. And now here comes Felicity Jackson running the other way. Jackson in trouble in the lane, lost the handle, gets it back out now for Tickner for a shot, no good. Rebound banks out, and here's Anzalone with the rebound. Anzalone now stops, gets away with a walk, throws a pass right side, Shot going to be missed off the front of the glass there by Ekman. And now here comes Cam in transition. Here's a run out by Gettler in the lane. Bounce pass across to Stevenson. Banker no good. Rebound now. McAfee picks it up and puts it back in. Paige McAfee cleans up the dirty laundry, and it's now 14-10. Cam on top here with 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Here's Schumann. She'll work it up left side here into the hands of Anzalone. Now they'll work it now off the left wing to Butcher. Butcher got tied up there, and it's going to be a jump ball call between her and Gettler, and it's going to be Cam basketball on the arrow. So nice job there working hard by Madison Gettler to get in there. And now the inbound here will come from the sideline with 10 seconds to go in the quarter. And Gettler will get it in here to Jackson. 14-10, your score. Cam on top. And now they'll throw it here left wing. Right down low, quick passing. Now a crossover to Gettler, who will put one up, missed it. Rebound Gettler, put back. No good, his time runs out, but she's fouled. And she will go to the line here to shoot two. His time has run out here at the end of the first quarter. So it'll be Gettler heading to the free throw line here when everybody else will be off the floor. And she'll get two shots. That foul was whistled against Katie Anzalone. That'll be her first. And the first free throw is no good there. So one more coming now here for Gettler as she puts it up. And that one is good. So she makes one out of two. And then that's how we'll end the quarter. So 15-10, Cam after one. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Meet your friends at a great place to meet your friends, the Fireside Lounge in Atlantic. They offer a friendly atmosphere, large game room, five TVs, and open at 11 a.m. That's the Fireside Lounge located on West 7th Street in Atlantic. Dennison Tire and Auto Center at 506 West 4th Street in Atlantic means performance for your car. Check out their low everyday price on tires and enjoy their old-fashioned service at Dennison Tire and Auto Center in Atlantic.
And welcome back now here to HSTW High School as the Lady Vikes, the home team, trailing against the Cam Cougars after one. 15-10 your score. Cam on top here as we get the second quarter underway. Lady Vikes have the basketball. They're working from right to left as we look at it here from the scorer's table side of the gymnasium. Pass down here to Anzalone in the corner. She'll try to work it back out to Denning. Denning has the basketball now, and she'll bump it back outside. That's Scheffler on the dribble. Lost the handle on it, but a reaching foul going to be called here. And that's going to go against Paige McAfee. That'll be her second. And just the second team foul as well here against Cam. So the inbound will come outside here, and they'll have it into the hands of Josie Denning. Denning will work it across here. And now we'll have up top here to Denning. Denning gets it down low. Ekman forces up a shot, missed it. Rebound saved along the baseline, but into the hands of the Cam Cougars. Now here comes Cam the other direction. As they'll throw it into the corner, it's going to be knocked away, and it'll stay with Cam. Lady Vikes got the last hand on that one. And the inbound now here will come from the Cam Cougars. As Gettler will be the one to lob it in. She sends it out high. Hands it off now to Felicity Jackson. Jackson on the dribble. Will go right side all the way in. Puts a shot up. No good. Rebound taken away in the middle that time. Pulled down by Scheffler. Scheffler the other way, gets it down on the block to Ekman. Ekman kicks it back out, shot here by the Lady Vikes as they'll put it up, but the rebound is going to be pulled off the glass there by Macy Tickner for Cam. So some misses traded here at the beginning of the second quarter, and now the Cougars will have it. They'll lob it down low, nice bounce pass across there from McAfee to Tickner, and she puts it in, and it's a 17-10 lead here for Cam. Lady Vikes now set up the offense, and then a substitution on the way in a moment as well. But a nice pass left side, and that's a good spot-up jumper from 16 there for Katie Anzalone. She'll pick up the bucket, and it's now 17-12. So nice answer there for the Lady Vikes. Here's Cam with the basketball. Now they're going to have a steal. Stolen away here by Scheffler. She'll go the distance the other way. Left-hand layup, good. Kinsley Scheffler making an impact here for the Lady Vikes, and she's got her team back within three. 17-14, 6:11 to go here in the second quarter. Pass inside, bounce across. Now they'll get it down low, and it's going to be a foul here. And the bucket as McAfee put it up and in, and she gets fouled. She'll go to line here to shoot two. And that foul is going to go against Josie Denning. That'll be her first. And that's team foul number five here against AHSTW. And McAfee now will head to the free throw line here to try to complete the three-point play the hard way. McAfee up with the shot, and it rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound taken away here by the Lady Vikes. That was Kate Weiss, the sophomore who's in there now, got the board. Now here's Scheffler. She'll throw it down baseline. Schumann, bounce pass across. That's to Nelson. Now back outside. On the perimeter, it's Scheffler. Hands it off to Schumann for a three-ball try, and she knocks it home. J.C. Schumann knocks home the triple, and it's now a 17-point game to 19. Back within two here for the Lady Vikes. Pass inside, now worked around to the right side here for Stevenson. She'll get it back over to Jackson. Felicity Jackson on the dribble, going to be double-teamed. She'll dump it now off to Gettler. Gettler back outside. Stevenson will load up a three. That's no good. Rebound taken away off the glass here by Schumann. And she'll outlet to Denning to bring it up here for HSTW. Into the corner they go for Scheffler. Now back outside. They'll work it around the perimeter. Here's Schumann. Schumann hanging on to it. Back to Denning. Back in the corner, Scheffler. They'll try to get it back to Schumann. It was tipped, but Schumann comes up with it. Now work back outside. Back around to Schumann. Left wing for a three. No good. Rebound taken off the rim that time by Tickner. Here comes Jackson. She'll send it left corner. McAfee back outside. Jackson. Skip pass across to Stevenson. Stevenson looks inside. Now back outside to Jackson on the left wing. Jackson, they come with total pressure on her again. It's tipped away and now stolen. Schumann came away with a steal. Off now here to the hands of Nelson. Almost mishandled it. She hangs on and throws it back outside to Denning. Now around over to Schumann. Inside the lane, Weiss. Back outside, Scheffler. Spot up from 17, no good. Rebound taken off the rim that time by Stevenson. Shelby Stevenson gets the board here for Cam. Crossover by Jackson. Gets the right side. Bounces, goes off of Lady Vike's leg. And now back out front. Now work it, tried back down low. Weiss steps in front of the pass, and she steals it. Gets a steal and passes it off now here into the hands of Nelson, who now is stuck in a trap. And she'll throw it back to Schumann. So Schumann will bring it across. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. 19-17, Cougars leading. Lady Vikes basketball. Here's Weiss in the lane. Back outside, Denning on the perimeter. She'll load up a three as they left her open, and she hits it. Josie Denning with the triple. And it's now a one-point lead for the Lady Vikes as they've come back to reclaim it at 20-19. Here's Jackson now for the ball for Cam. She'll skip it across over to Stevenson. Stevenson back to Jackson. Now they lob it inside. Gettler turning, going. Left-hand shot up and good. Nice hard work there by Madison Gettler to get a bucket. And it's 21-20. Cougars retake the one-point advantage. Schumann now will bring it out right side here for the Lady Vikes. So skip it across left wing. Now back up top, Denning. Over to Schumann again. In the corner, Scheffler. She'll drive baseline. Kick it in the middle. Tipped away. Poked away by McAfee. Stolen by Gettler. Here comes Gettler up on the dribble. She'll give it to Jackson on left side. They go over to McAfee. Back in the middle. Gettler spot up from 15. In and out. Rebound pulled down by the Cougars. Handoff back to McAfee, and she'll put it up and in. Stevenson got the board. Felt like she was in an awkward spot, so just handed it right off to McAfee, who puts it in. 23-20 now, Cougars. Here's the pass right side for the Lady Vikes as they set up the offense. Here's Schumann back up front. Denning, she'll load one up just inside the arc and banks it home. So Denning gets the banker there just inside the top of the arc, and it's now 23-22. Now they work it around right side. It goes over to the hands of Jackson. She'll load up a three ball. That's off the iron, no good. Rebound pulled away and knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be last touch by Cam. Tickner was fighting for it down low with Wise. And it'll be Lady Vikes basketball. Lots of subs here for both teams as they get some new faces on the floor. Morgan Ekman comes back in here for HSTW. Also, Ashley Lees, the senior, will come in and work on the inside. Cam is setting up in a 1-3-1 zone here right now as they've got Allison Speaker up top. She comes into the game here, the 5'6 freshman. Now here's a tip down low stolen by Jackson. She'll come the other direction for Cam. on the dribble, cut off, picks up her dribble, now looks for help. Throws it inside, Gettler, bouncer down low, nice look to Tickner, who got behind the defense, and she puts one in. She's got six, 25-22 Cougars. Buck 47 to go till halftime. Up the floor, here comes Schumann, she'll throw it right wing. They have it on the outside there, that's Lexi Knopp, she'll load one up from long range, no good. That's going to be knocked out of bounds. Knopp, another one of those players that just checked in, the junior. And the Lady Vikes will keep possession here as that last one was touched off the miss by the Cougars out of bounds. So Lady Vikes will have the ball here. They'll inbound from underneath to get it up top to Schumann. Skip pass back across over to Nelson. Down low, they try to force it. It's tipped away and it'll be last touched by Cam. I think Tickner got a last hand on it. And it'll be Lady Vikes ball underneath. Ashley Lees will inbound. Buck 31 to go till the break. It's 25-22 Cougars. Inbound pass will go to the right corner. Now back up top, Schumann. Schumann gets it inside. Shot up by Lees. No good. Rebound taken away there by Gettler. Gettler off to Jackson, who will set up the offense for Cam. Bounce pass down to Gettler. She does a nice drop step to get to the rim and puts it off the glass and in. Madison Gettler. She's got 7 points here and is now 27-22. Cougars on top, a buck six left to go until halftime. Here's Schumann. We'll throw it right side over to Knopp now. In the middle they go to Lees. Kick back out. Load up a long one. In and out there, no good by Nelson. Rebound fought for. Jackson pulls it away. Here come the Cougars. Felicity Jackson, nice pass to Tickner, but she couldn't hang on to it. It would have been an easy bucket, but she couldn't hang on to it on the far block. And the turnover goes back to the Lady Vikes. Schumann's going to check out for a breather here at the end of the quarter, as Katie Anzalone, the sophomore, will come back in. Anzalone will kick it right side there into the hands of Knopp. Now they work it down far corner. Shot up and no good there by Nelson along the baseline. The rebound taken away by Gettler. Here comes Cam with 36 seconds. Gettler stopped, product got away with a walk. They get it over to Jackson. Now they go left corner. That's Speaker. Now back to Gettler. She fights through traffic. Bounce pass off to Tickner for an easy bucket. Good look as Tickner was just waiting on the block. 29-22, 18 seconds to go till half. Here's Anzalone, throws it right side, and they get it in the corner. Nelson back out front, Knopp across to Anzalone, now back to Knopp. Knopp inside the arc, over to Nelson in the corner. Skip back up front, Anzalone will load it up. Blocked there by Gettler, taken away by McAfee. Outlets to Gettler, couple seconds to go, and she's fouled from behind, and she tries to go up for the shot, and she'll shoot two with just 0.2 seconds left on the clock until halftime. So this will be it for the half, as Gettler will head to the free throw line here to shoot a pair. And this is what happened actually at the end of the first quarter as well. She shot with no time remaining at the end of the first. And just a couple of tenths left here as she shoots up these freebies. And she's got the first one. That foul was on Lexi Knopp. That was her first. That was a 16 foul against the Lady Vikes. They're going to sub here as well as they bring in Kate Weiss. Bring Ashley Lees out here for the last couple of 0.2 seconds. Nothing can really be done after, except inbound the ball. So Gettler will put up the free throw, and that second one's no good. Rebound of the Lady Vikes, and time runs out. 30-22, Cam leads it at the halftime break. We'll take a timeout, come back and talk about it. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. Serving the community with quality care and concern during times of need. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Audubon. Whatever your sport, whether you're playing, at the game, or just listening, one thing's for certain, you're going to get thirsty. Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company has been providing refreshments to Southwest Iowa for 100 years. Taste the real thing. Taste Coca-Cola. Alcorn Pharmacy, proud to be a provider of the Freedom Prescription Plan. See them for health touch information and the best personalized books. That's Alcorn Pharmacy.
And welcome back here to AHSTW High School as we are at the intermission here between Cam and AHSTW, and it's the Cougars leading the Lady Vikes 30-22 here as the road team right now has the advantage. And they were led in that half by Paige McAfee, who dropped in 10 points, 8 points apiece for Madison Gettler and Macy Tickner, and 4 points from Shelby Stevenson there in the first half for the Cam Cougars. They were 2 of 5 from the free throw line. For the Lady Vikes, they got 6 points there in that first half from Kinsey Scheffler, 5 points apiece from Josie Denning and J.C. Schumann, and 4 points chipped in by Katie Anzalone and 2 points from Morgan Ekman, as they did not go to the free throw line at all there in that first half. So nothing to note there from the stripes so far for the Lady Vikes. So really not a lot of free throw shot here by either team. Relatively free of that here in the first half. We had some fouls, but it wasn't anything. A lot of times it was in a shooting situation, so that's why you see the lack of free throws. And Cam didn't have many fouls at all. They only had 2 in the first half, and those were on the same player as Paige McAfee picked up 2 in the first half. But she didn't have to come off the floor, and they let her ride it out and worked out well for them. HSTW, they did have 16 fouls in the first half, but they were all spread out. There's one apiece on each player, so nothing really to worry about as far as the fouls are concerned here in the first half, really for either team, as they had head into the second half of the game. So that's how things have played out here in the first half so far. 30-22, Cam Cougars leading the HSTW Lady Vikes here on the road at the intermission here. First game of the year for the Cougars. Second game, as we mentioned, for the Lady Vikes, as they lost one against Red Oak. That was on Tuesday the 22nd. They played that contest. 62-53 was the final score in that one, an early season game. And then for them next, they'll go on the road and take on Riverside on Friday night. So that's their next contest coming up for them on Friday. For the Cam Cougars, after this opener here this evening, they will now go on the road and play tomorrow night, as they will be right back at it as they'll travel to Westside to take on Arweva in Rolling Valley play. And then they'll be back home on Friday the 2nd to take on Exira EHK in another Rolling Valley matchup. So that's what the schedule holds for the Cougars and Coach Woolham. First half, 30-22, Cam over HSTW. We will toss it back to the KJN studios, get a quick check here of the SkyScan forecast, and then we will be back and get you ready for second half of basketball. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dave's Auto Repair at 500 and a half Walnut and Atlantic. Owner David Kirkhoff is your complete automotive service dealer. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Stop by Dave's Auto Repair or give him a call at 243-3330. Wiggus & Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors. They'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggus or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon today. Peterson Insurance Agency in Elkhorn can help you with all of your home, auto, and crop insurance needs with 15 years of experience. They have lots of companies to offer you, such as Danish Mutual and Grinnell Mutual. Give them a call, Peterson Insurance Agency, 712-764-2246.
KJAN, Radio Atlantic Weather.
Partly cloudy to cloudy skies are expected across Iowa for the next few days. Cooler Canadian air will drop temperatures down to more seasonal levels, with highs in the 30s and 40s through the end of the week. A storm system over the northern plains will move slowly eastward at the same time. This system could produce some light mixed precipitation across Iowa tomorrow night into late this week in the form of some light rain and snow mixed. Any real significant amounts, though, will stay across the far northern part of the Midwest. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, west winds 10 to 20, low 33. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to cloudy, west winds 10 to 20, high 48. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 34. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday with some light rain and snow mixed, high about 38. Thursday, mostly cloudy, high again 38. Friday, partly cloudy, high about 40. From Freeze Notice Weather, this is Dan Hicks with the SkyScan forecast on the station where your friends are.
Currently in Atlantic, it is 43 degrees. Right now we have winds out of the south-southwest at 10 miles per hour. Humidity is at 68%. The dew point is at 33 degrees, and pressure is at 29.16 inches, which is on an upward trend. Yesterday's high was 56, and last night's low was 39. This day last year, the high was 31, and the low was 22. The all-time record high was set in 1941 at 63 degrees, and the all-time record low was set in 1952 at negative 16 degrees. Sunset was at 4:52 p.m., and sunrise is at 7:23 a.m. Again, it's 43 degrees here in Atlantic. Thank you for listening to the station where your friends are.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dune Funeral Home has proudly served Griswold and the surrounding area since 1930. Owners Marty and Christy Reakin will serve you with compassion and professionalism in your time of need. Dune Funeral Home, 712-778-4315 in Griswold. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold services all makes, all models. They also do tire sales. They have aluminum and steel trailers and car and utility trailers for sale, too. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold is open Monday through Friday and Saturdays by appointment. Give them a call at 712-778-2126.
We now take you back to Chris Parks at HSTW High School in Avoca.
Sarah, back here in Avoca at HSTW High School. Lady Vikes trail here on their home floor tonight after one half of basketball against the Cam Cougars. It's a 30-22 contest. The Cougars on top. We mentioned their leading scorer, Paige McAfee, the sophomore with 10. 8 points apiece from Madison Gettler and Macy Tickner, both sophomores as well. So nice class they've got contributing there. And Shelby Stevenson, also the sophomore, with 4 points. So across the board, making an impact here, some of these youngsters here for the Cam Cougar program and head coach Joel Woolham. And it's got a nice mix here this year. There's no juniors on the roster at all as you look at it here in this varsity squad. But you've got a mix of sophomores and a couple of seniors and four freshmen playing, and one of them's already been on the floor here so far tonight. So a little bit of a nice mix there for Coach Woolham, and obviously a very nice, talented sophomore class that's helping lead the way with, along with those couple of seniors. And then for the Lady Vikes, they've also got a nice mix. They've got some juniors and a couple of seniors, and then a couple of sophomores and one freshman listed on their varsity roster. And the freshman actually has been making a big impact here tonight, Kinsey Scheffler, and she's led the way with 6 points for them so far here this evening. And as you look at the way the game started, both teams were just a little bit out of control, not settled down, and you saw that be an issue for both teams early on as they really had to kind of overcome those early game jitters. But once both teams settled down, the basketball got better, and you're starting to see Cam do a better job of passing the ball. They did a really good job, I thought, in that second quarter of sharing the ball. Nice passing, ball movement, players finding the right spot to be on the floor, and then the wherewithal of their teammates to find them. A lot of times down on the block, they've gotten some good, easy looks on the block from players that are just making themselves available, and the Lady Vikes doing a good enough job of identifying those other players and getting in those passing lanes, and it's turned into some easy buckets here for Cam. On the other end, it seems like the Lady Vikes haven't really settled into as good of an offensive flow yet as you would probably like for them to have. They've done a good job of trying to move the ball, but Cam's been doing a pretty good job of keeping the defensive pressure pretty tough on them. Most shots have been contested. They've had a few looks from the outside, and they've hit a couple of those, but other than that, it hasn't just been a real smooth flow for them yet so far. And they've got some pieces and definitely some size advantage down low, and we'll see if they can try to take advantage of that here as the game moves along a little bit more. We're ready to go here and start the second half. Is once again 30-22, Cam on top, and they'll have the basketball here to start the third quarter as they send out, it looks like, the starting five. They'll throw a cross-court pass, going to be knocked out of bounds here by Sydney Nelson for the Lady Vikes, and Campbell inbound here as they work from right to left now here in the second half, wearing the royal blues with the white lettering and trim. And the inbound will come from underneath the hoop here by Gettler. They'll lob it in, get it down low to Jackson. She'll kick it back outside as they swing it. Here's Stevenson over to Gettler. Gettler looking down low. Now back to Jackson. Felicity Jackson, Shelby Stevenson, Madison Gettler, Paige McAfee, Macy Tickner on four for the Cougars. Now down to Gettler, or McAfee, excuse me. She turned and shoot a high one off the left hand, high off the glass, missed it. Rebound taken away here by the Lady Vikes, and they do a nice job in transition and a nice spin in a bucket there by Kinsey Scheffler as she gets one to go home off the spin. And it'll now be a 30-24 contest, and she'll have a chance to try to make it a three-point play here as well. And the foul was whistled against Felicity Jackson. That'll be her first team foul of the half against either squad. And the free throw on the way now here, and that is up and good by Scheffler. So the leading scorer in the first half for the Lady Vikes gets off to a nice start here in the second as she gets the hoop and the harm, and it makes it a 30-25 contest. Now the pass down low for the Cam Cougars. Nice look there for Gettler, but she was off the mark. Didn't really get it turned to the center of the backboard as she tried to bank it. And stayed off the right. Rebound taken away by HSTW. Here they come. They'll throw a right wing. Schumann gets a nice look at a three in the corner, and she knocks it down. Her second triple of the game. She's got 8 points now, and it's in a 30-28 contest. Nice job passing the ball that time by HSTW. They settle back down into a man pressure right now. Trying to hedge off and help where they can. Pass right side over to Tickner. They work it back out to Stevenson. Here's Josie Denning on the defensive pressure. They'll go over to Gettler again. She picks up her dribble. Back to Stevenson. Cross to Jackson. Jackson going to drive left side. Cut off. Kick out. McAfee thought about the shot but didn't shoot it. Now back to Jackson inside. Bounce pass to Gettler on the block. Shot up. No good. But she's fouled. Coming back over the top a little bit was Morgan Ekman. And she'll pick up her second foul. And we'll go to the free throw line here for two for Madison Gettler. She's got 8 points on the night, and she is 2-for-4 from the stripe here this evening as well. First free throws coming up here, and Gettler in and out on that one. So she misses the first. No points so far here in the second half for Cam. Gettler ready to put the second freebie up on the way, and that one's well short, doesn't hit anything. And it will reset here to the Lady Vikes. So Gettler doesn't take advantage at the stripe, and it's a two-point game here, 30-28, and the Lady Vikes with the basketball. They've had a nice run to start here in this second half. Pass down in the corner there to Nelson. Now they get it to Denning. Now it comes back up top to Schumann. She'll put it on the deck, dribble around the defender. Gets stuck there, dumps it back out to Denning. Now right side, it goes over into the hands of Scheffler. Back up front, Denning on the dribble. She'll pick up her dribble, now bounce it off. They get it back right side. Scheffler sliding in. Jumper no good. Blocked away. Cam takes it out of the air. Here comes Jackson. Jackson, nice pass across, but it's a little bit too tall. Looking for Gettler in transition. And it'll be turned back over here to the Lady Vikes. Josie Denning, J.C. Schumann, Kinsley Scheffler, Cindy Nelson, and Morgan Ekman on the floor. Here the starting five for the Lady Vikes. Outside, they'll bounce it here in the middle to Ekman. Now they get it back up to Scheffler. Scheffler will work it up top. Here's Denning on the bounce. Denning going right side, waiting. Now shows it right side in the corner. Bounce pass down low. Ekman saves it, dumps it back outside. Schumann head fakes. Now a nice pass off to Nelson for a shot. Missed the side of the rim, and the rebound comes down to Cam, and then a foul going to be called here against Scheffler as she tried to fight back for that board. So she will get her second foul and the second team foul of the half here against the Lady Vikes. 30-28, still our score. No points so far here in the quarter for Cam with 5:06 to go in the third. Pass down on the block, turn, spin, Gettler in traffic, banks one up and in. Gettler gets the bucket, she's got 10. And now at the 4:55 mark, Cam finally gets a bucket here in the third quarter. 32-28, they lead. Now they get a steal. Here's Jackson. She'll get it across right side. That's Gettler again, and she'll go up and bank one home. Gettler with the first two buckets of the second half for the Cam Cougars, and they've pushed the lead back out to 6 at 34-28. Lady Vikes will skip it across. Pass going to be tipped out of the air, stolen away. Here's Jackson. I believe that was Tickner that got a hand on it. Now here's Jackson going left side. Cuts off her dribble. Throws it down to Tickner on the block. She turns. Nice move. Banks one up and in. Nice drop set to the center for Macy Tickner. And the sophomore gets a bucket to make it 36-28 Cougars. Right side pass now here to Scheffler for the Lady Vikes. And she'll send it up top here to Denning. Denning on the bounce. Will fire it across over to Schumann. Schumann on the outside. In the middle here's Ekman trying to force her way down the lane, tipped away. Ball comes back outside, though, to Denning, and she'll let up a three and knock it down. Big triple there for HSTW. Now they want to take a timeout as well, and it'll be a full timeout here for the Lady Vikes. 36-31, Cam on top. 3:50 to go, third quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Look to Principal Financial Group for answers to complete financial planning, investments, estate planning, and retirement planning. Stop by Principal Financial Group located at 603 Poplar in Atlantic or call 243-2466. Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching, backhoe service, boring, and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Anita a call at 712-249-1233. Locally owned Chuck Wagon Restaurant in Adair serves hand-pattied Angus beef hamburgers that were named the 2016 Top Burger in Iowa. They're open 7 days a week and serve breakfast all day. The Chuck Wagon Restaurant, just off exit 76 in Adair.
Back out of the timeout, Cam has the basketball and the lead by five at 36-31 with 3:44 to go in the third quarter. Cam works it up the floor to the left side. They'll hand it off to McAfee. She'll dump it out to Stevenson. Stevenson inside the top of the key. We'll hand it off now to Jackson, who will drive on the left side. All the baseline, cut off by Schumann, throws it back outside to Stevenson. Now they go right wing. McAfee back to Jackson. Dribbles hard to the elbow, picks it up and throws it across to Tickner. Tickner back to Jackson. Jackson guarded closely again by Schumann. Bounce pass down inside. Turn, tough shot by Gettler. She gets it to go. What a tough one there by the sophomore Gettler as she's got 14, and it's now 38-31. Cam on top here. Lady Vikes basketball. Denning bouncer back over to Schumann. Cam still in that shifting kind of 1-3-1 zone look. Here's Schumann back in the corner. Goes to Scheffler, the freshman. Been the big impact player for the Lady Vikes. Now thrown away. Schumann tried to lob it inside. It's tipped and stolen away. Now back the other direction. Gettler in transition is fouled, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two. And I believe that Schumann who got in there to hack her across the arm, and she'll pick up the foul. And that will be her second. Team foul number three of the half against the Lady Vikes. 38-31. Cam on top here, and Gettler at the free throw line, and the first one on the way, and good. Substitution here is Schumann will come out with those two fouls for a little bit. Katie Anzalone comes back in, the sophomore for AHSTW. Free throw up on the way. That's in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by the Lady Vikes as Scheffler clears. Scheffler picks up her dribble up the floor, now throws it across. It's into the hands there of Kate Weiss, who's come back in. Now at Scheffler, right wing. Scheffler throws it in the corner. Anzalone. Anzalone, skip pass back up top here. Denning is fouled by Gettler, who got in, tried to tip that one away, but got too close and gets called for the block. And that'll be a second foul of the half here against the Cougars. First foul against Gettler. Inbound pass will be brought in top here to Denning, and they'll work it over to Scheffler on the right wing. Still that zone pressure here from Cam. Jackson right in the middle of it as she goes to work there against Kate Weiss. Now bounce pass down low. It's going to be stolen away there as it's thrown back up top by Weiss on a wild throw, and McAfee comes away with a steal. Now she tried to lob it across the lane. It's tipped away, and we have a whistle and a foul here on Cam as they try to get it back. That's going to be Gettler who picks up the foul, and that'll be her second. Substitution here for AHSTW as Ekman's back in, and they'll send Nelson back to the bench. Cam now leading here 39-31 with a minute 55 to go here till the end of the third quarter. And now a bad pass here by the Lady Vikes as Denning threw it behind Anzalone as she was already cutting. And it's going to be a turnover, and HSDW wants to talk it over. They'll take a full break. 39-31 Cam, 1:51 to go, third quarter. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic, excelling in quality health care close to home and providing a range of services, including outpatient specialty clinics and home health care. Olive Street Station, featuring full-service gas, diesel, and flex fuel pumps. A full-service shop area with free pickup and delivery, along with snacks and refreshments. Olive Street Station, where full service is not a thing of the past. And Oakland Insurance, located at 105 North Main Street in Oakland, has been a family-owned business since 1978. Stop in to see Laura and Ken, who specialize in home and auto, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Oakland Insurance, your protection is our profession. Give them a call at 712-482-6928.
And welcome back here to high school basketball tonight on KJN, HSTW High School. And it's Cam leading HSTW here in this girls' varsity game. 39-31. Inbound pass here, and Cam will have the ball as they work it down low. Gettler back outside to McAfee, and they'll hand it to Jackson. Jackson throws it down inside. It's tipped away, stolen. Stolen away there by Kinsey Scheffler. Scheffler will bring it up the floor here. Crosses over, goes left side, dumps it off to Denning. And now Denning with the dribble. We'll send it over to Scheffler again on the left wing. Skip pass across. Anzalone loans up a three. No good. Rebound fought for and taken away by Gettler inside. Ball popped free. Picked up by Tickner. Off to Jackson, who will run. Jackson going all the way into the block. Up with the shot. Banker good. That's what you expect from Felicity Jackson. And surprisingly, that's her first bucket of the game. The leading scorer, leader of his team. Now a nice pass and transition for the Lady Vikes as they got it down on the block to Kate Wise. She missed the first shot, got it back, and then she's fouled. And now she'll go to line here to shoot, too. That foul is going to be whistled against Macy Tickner for Cam. That'll be her first team foul, number four, here against the Cougars. And now the free throw on the way here from Wise, and she knocks down the first one. Sophomore gets her first bucket of the game. This is the second free throw attempt for the Lady Vikes so far tonight. She knocks down, they've knocked them down both. Here's the second free throw. That one's short. Rebound taken out of there by McAfee in traffic. Cam will have it with 51 seconds to go in the quarter. They'll bring it up here, and Jackson crosses over. Gets a screen. Dumps it outside. Loads up the long three. No good there by McAfee. Now the ball out loose here up the floor. Picked up by the Lady Vikes as they control. They get it off to Denning. Denning drives in, left-hand shot, no good. Rebound, Jackson. 31 seconds to go in the quarter. Here comes Jackson on the dribble all the way towards the baseline. Cut off there by Scheffler. Now she'll look down low. Bounce pass off to Tickner. Tickner across over to Gettler. Back outside. They work it around to Felicity Jackson. Jackson on the dribble. Stops, throws it down low. Tipped away. Nice defense there by Scheffler. And Denning will come away with a steal. Scheffler got the swat, Denning the steal. 5 seconds to go. Right side, they go to Scheffler. She'll drive all the way in. Shot up, no good, and that's going to be the end of the quarter. 41-32, Cam leading here after three. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Aiken Building Center offers a complete line of supplies for new construction and remodeling, power tools, and lawn and garden rental. Call 243-4385. That's Aiken Building Center, located at 110 East 3rd Street in Atlantic. Zimmerman Sales and Service Incorporated in Neola specializes in Sukup grain bins and Sentinel and Astro buildings. Plus, they do concrete and welding work and sell farm supplies. Zimmerman Sales and Service Incorporated, your electrical, building, and grain bin specialists in Neola.
And welcome back now here to HSTW High School as we head into the fourth quarter. It's Cam leading 41-32 as we hit the final period in this girls varsity contest. And the inbound is going to be brought in here to Scheffler on the left side. Now back up top, they'll work it over to Schumann on the right wing here as we begin this fourth quarter. Heckman will toss it across. Now they try to work it over to Scheffler, swatted away. Gettler got a piece of it, but then Scheffler got a hand on it again, so it went out of bounds off the Lady Vikes, and Cam forces the turnover. Felicity Jackson will walk it up the floor here, working right to left here as we look at it. Those royal blue uniforms with the white lettering and trim, Cam written across the front, and the Cougars trying to seal the deal here on an opening win. They'll throw it left side, tipped away, knocked out of bounds there, off of the hands of Morgan Ekman. Cam keeps possession, and they'll bounce it now. Down low to Jackson, gets it back outside. Shot up and rattles home there for Paige McAfee. McAfee gets the bucket, and it's now 43-32. Lady Vikes have the basketball, and they trail here, trying to get some offense going. And Ekman will try to do it from a long shot on the baseline, but missed it. Rebound taken away by Gettler. Jackson loads it up the floor. Nice pass down low in transition as McAfee got it in front of everybody and gets the bucket. And a 30-second timeout taken by HSTW as they want to talk things over here as Tyler Morris not happy with the way his team is playing. And that was just bad recognition there in transition. And a good job by Cam to know they had an opportunity. And McAfee snuck out in front of the pack and gets the bucket to go. So a nice job there by Cam. And just as the game's gone along, you felt like Cam's been just a little bit more of the more comfortable team. And their passing has been a big key here tonight. And that was another good one up the floor to get a bucket in transition. 45-32. 7 minutes left to play here in the fourth quarter. So there's 7 minutes left in the contest, and we'll have the inbound coming now here from the far side. It's going to be brought up the floor now here by Schumann. Schumann with the basketball as she will work it around. Up top, we'll get it off to Anzalone. Now skip back across. Schumann puts it on the deck, dumps it back up top. Now down along the baseline. And in the traffic, Ekman tries to force up a shot, and she does get the foul call. Nice job being aggressive that time by Ekman. And she'll get the foul. It's going to be whistled there against Madison Gettler. And that'll be her third. Team foul number 5 here on Cam this half. Ekman's free throw is up and good on the first. So she's got 3 points now here in the game. See if she can make it 4. And it's up and off the back iron, no good. Rebound taken out of the floor, out of the pile there by Stevenson, and they'll come the other way. Here comes Jackson on the dribble, all the way baseline. Shot up, no good, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot 2. Katie Anzalone is going to pick up the foul, and that'll be her second team foul, number 4, here against HSTW. And free throws coming now for the senior, Felicity Jackson. And she knocks down the first. Just her third point of the night here, but the sophomores have been getting it done here for the Cam Cougars. 14 points from McAfee. 15 so far from Gettler. Second free throw rattles out, no good. Rebound taken away by HSTW. Here's Ekman up top. She'll put it on the deck, try to drive through traffic. Kicks it off right side. It's going to go out of bounds before Wise can control it. And another turnover back to Cam. 46-33. Cougars lead it. 6:22 left to go here in the ballgame. Left side pass at Stevenson. Now she'll set it up into the far corner. It's going to be taken away there off the deck by Tittner. Now here's Stevenson again on the wing, guarded closely by Schumann. Lady Vikes try to step up the outside pressure. Here's McAfee lobbing it down low. Tip away and stolen by Weiss. She threw it back outside, but now it's taken back by Gettler. She gets into the middle of the lane, and then we got a tie-up between Schumann and Gettler. And the arrow belongs here to Cam, so they will get to keep underneath the hoop. Inbound pass now will come from Gettler as she looks to find someone and lobs it back out to McAfee. McAfee lobs it back down to Gettler on the block. She'll turn, force up a shot. Tough one goes. Gettler is having a heck of a night working down inside here for the KM Cougars. She's got 17 now here in the contest to lead the way here for the Cougars as they lead it 48-33. Back over to the right wing, or the wing on the left side for Anzalone. She missed one. And then a foul on the rebound try. We're going to have a foul on Stevenson, I believe, here against Cam. That is the case. That's her first. And that'll be the 16th foul now here against the Cougars. So one more will put the Lady Vikes into the bonus. Ekman will inbound here for AHSTW. Ekman gets it in. And outside to Y. She'll lob it back down to Ekman on the block. Turn, shot one up, no good. Got the rebound. Put back up, no good. Rolls off. Rebound this time comes down to Tickner. Just can't get the buckets to go. A lot of tough misses inside here for HSTW. Here's Jackson running the point. Hesitates there for a moment. Throws it back now across over to Stevenson. Now in the corner they go to Gettler. Gettler on the left wing. Will lob it up top. Now they're working right side to Jackson. Inside pass, turn, shot, blocked partially there by Stevenson and from Stevenson. And then it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Cam as Tickner tried to save it. Not sure who got a piece of that one. Might have been Wise, who then tried to go fight for it on the baseline. Lady Vikes basketball here trailing by 15. They'll throw it in the corner and be tipped away. Scheffler comes back up with it, though, as it bounced back to her. Cross to Ekman, shot on the baseline, no good. But a foul, and she'll go to line here to shoot two. Foul is going to go against Tickner, I believe, and that will be the case. Macy Tickner picks up number two. And that is now team foul number seven here against Cam, so that will be the bonus, but this is a shooting foul anyways. So two for Mackman, and she gets the first one up and through. One more coming here for the junior. Last season, she was a 62% free throw shooter. She misses the second one here. And now the rebound to the Cougars. Here comes Jackson on the run for Cam. Looks right side, nobody there. Now throws it down to Gettler on the block. Traveled with it, trying to take a step back to work down on that baseline. Have a whistle and a timeout here called on the floor as Cam Cougar head coach Joe Willem will take the break. It'll be a full timeout. 48-34, Cam on top, 4:30 to go. Take a break as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank. That's what keeps us in the lead. We take good care of you. First rate full service.
Rancho Grande in Atlantic, the best Mexican food in town. Come enjoy your favorite Mexican or American food with family and friends in a relaxed atmosphere. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays enjoy their drink specials. That's El Rancho Grande, 500 West 7th Street in Atlantic. Contact Lyman Ag Supply, your MZB zone-based precision farming specialist today. They will create multiple layered management zones in each of your fields to be as efficient and effective as possible with your crop inputs. Lyman Ag Supply, 712-778-4486.
Back out of the timeout, HSTW working the ball around the perimeter. They'll throw it baseline to Ekman, and they're going to have a reaching foul here against Cam as Jackson tried to get in there and take it away from her. And she will pick up the foul. That'll be her second. And that's now team foul number eight here against Cam, so the 1-1. Coming here for Morgan Ekman. She was one of two at the stripe the last time she had a chance, and now she'll have the try for the one in bonus. And the first one is good. It hits off the back of the iron and plops through. One more coming here for Morgan Ekman. She's got 5 points here so far tonight. And this next one rattles in. So now we've got the inbound pass, and it's going to be Felicity Jackson bringing it up the floor. Going to be tipped away, ball loose. And that's going to be a foul call here on the reach-in by the Lady Vikes. As that one was listed on Anzalone, that'll be her third. Team foul number five here against the Lady Vikes in Cam basketball here. Jackson works it in, gets it left wing. Now we'll throw it into the far corner. That's going to be Pass back up top, tipped away and stolen. J.C. Schumann with the tip and the steal. She'll go the other direction all the way in, and the layup is good. Schumann now at 10, and it's now a 48-38, 10-point ball game. Inbound pass here, and they'll bring it up the floor. It's going to be Jackson throwing it across now. Bounce pass over to Tickner on the block. Tickner mishandled for a moment. Got it back now to Jackson. Jackson on the outside. Let's skip it over to the far side. They'll get it in the corner now to McAfee. McAfee puts it on the deck. Tipped away from her. Ball loose. Still pop free. Gettler picks it up. Gettler back to Jackson, and they'll reset. 3:18 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Now right side of Stevenson, who lost her dribble. Gives it off to Jackson. Jackson on the bounce out high. Felicity Jackson. And they're going to reach in foul here. Angelone trying to poke away at that one. That'll be her fourth. And that's going to be a team foul number seven now here against, or six, excuse me, here against the Lady Vikes. So one more until the bonus. And now she's going to check out. Angelone checks out here for another. Nice inbound pass, little rub, and Jackson got free, and they handed to her, and she goes all the way in for the left-handed lay-in. And now she's got five in the game, and it's 50-38. They go ahead again here by 12. Inbound pass now for the Lady Vikes, and they'll work it around, but Schumann tried to throw one in the corner to Ekman, and it goes out of play, and it's going to be taken away on the turnover. So the inbound pass now will be worked here to Jackson. Felicity Jackson on the dribble here left side. She'll go all the way towards the baseline. Cut off there, now bounces it back out. Stevenson inside to Tickner, now to Gettler. Gettler back to Tickner, and she threw it away to her coach. Joe Woolham was right on the spot for that pass. He looked at the hoop, but he didn't take the shot. Turnover goes back now here to the Lady Vikes. As the inbound will come to Schumann, and they'll work it over left side here to Denning. Back over to Schumann. In the corner it goes. Ekman, skip pass in the middle. And the shot by Denning is going to be no good because a travel was called before she got going. And the turnover will come back here to Cam. 50-38, 2:17 left to go in the contest. Here's the inbound pass. It'll be Jack on the bounce out top, and she'll work it around here to the left wing. Jackson all the way in. We're going to have a reach in and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be called here against Josie Denning. That'll be her second. And now the bonus is in place here. 17 fouls, so we'll head to the line for the one and bonus here for Jackson. And the first one is good. Senior knocks it down. Nice crowd here tonight at AHSTW High School for this lid lifter here for the Cougars and second game of the year for the Lady Vikes. As Jackson knocks down the second freebie. Some other coaches in the house here, a little scouting here early on in the season as well. 52-38, Cam leading it, buck 58 left to go. Here's Scheffler driving baseline, tipped away from her, gets it back out to Schumann. She'll fire it right side, Ekman open for a long one, in and out, no good. Rebound, Gettler. Off to Tickner now, and she'll bring it up the floor. Jackson, gets it poked away here by Denning. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Cam basketball. 52-38, Cam leading, and now we're going to get to a lot of substitutions here. Line change here for AHSTW. Home fans give those players and starters a little bit of a round of applause as they come off here. Sydney Nelson's back in there. Also, Lexi Knopp, Sarah Butcher comes back in as well. They also bring in Ashley Lees. Nice pass. They got it down low there. Jackson missed a shot along the baseline. Rebound taken away by the Lady Vikes, and a nice coast-to-coast move. Anzalone, but she missed the layup. Too strong on it, and here's Tickner with the rebound. Off to Jackson. She'll go the other way. Left-hander no good. Rebound off the floor. Fought for. Picked up by the Lady Vikes, and no control. Here comes Anzalone. She'll go left wing. Now she'll bring it back up top and throw it here off into the corner to Knopp. Knopp tried to get it baseline. We have a whistle and a foul call here down low. That was Gettler fighting for position. And it's going to be foul whistled. Actually, it's called Jackson for the foul. And that'll be her third, and now she's going to check out as Cam's going to dust off the bench as well. Their starter's getting a nice round of applause, deservedly so, for a nice game here tonight. So some fresh faces getting some time here for Cam. And the first free throw crawls home there for Sarah Butcher on the bonus here. It's a 1-1, and she makes it. One more coming now here for Butcher, and she'll put it off the iron, no good this time. Rebound pulled down by Alex Becker. Becker, the senior, 5'8 senior, gets the chance to get in the game here. Running the point now is Allison Speaker, the freshman. She'll throw it right side over to Sammy Jadi. Jadi has the handle on it. Jadi throws it left wing now to Becker. Becker back to Jadi. Jadi puts it on the deck. Bounce outside. Now up top. Here's the Becker with the basketball. Lost control, but hands it off now over right wing. It's going to be Jadi with it. Gets it down inside. Speaker turns around, puts one up. No good. Rebound fought for, and a whistle and a foul. As I believe Becker is going to get hit with the foul over the top here. So Becker picks up the foul, and that will be a shots on the other end here, and that will be two shots here, the double bonus. Checking out now here is Paige McAfee. She gets a round of applause here from the crowd. The sophomore with a nice game tonight, finishing with 14 points. Free throws coming now for Sydney Nelson, and the first is good. The junior with her first points of the game as she knocks that one in. She's got one more coming. And that one is up and good as well. So she knocks them both down, taking advantage. 52-41. Cougars going to come away with a win here. 20 seconds left in the game. They'll inbound and work it up right side. Jadi has it. That's Sammy Jadi, the 5'5 freshman. Gets it off to Becker now here on the left wing. She head fakes, drives, goes in, shoots one up, no good. Rebound Nelson, and then a reach and foul going to be called against Becker as she tried to reach back in to grab that one. And we'll go the other way to shoot free throws with just 6 seconds left here in the game. And it will once again be Sydney Nelson at the free throw line. So she'll get two free throws on the way. First one up and good, right through. Thanks for joining us tonight here on AM 1220, KJN, Atlantic, Iowa, FM 101.1, station where your friends are. Our sports broadcast throughout the season brought to you by the KJN All Sports Boosters Association. Thank all those folks that help support local athletics. And the second free throw was good by Nelson, so she knocks a couple down again. Makes it 52-43, and then out time runs out as Cam gets the inbound and brought it up across half court. It was Allison Speaker on the dribble as time runs out. 52-43, the final here tonight as Cam goes on the road and wins it over AHSTW. We'll come back and talk about the final numbers. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, your community-owned electric and water utility. With today's efficient heat pumps, you can maintain your home within 1 degree of the temperature you set on your thermostat. Supply 2.5 times more heat than the energy they use, and can last up to 20 years with rebates available. Nelson Farm Supply at 6th and Chatburn in Harlan, your Gale Farm Equipment Sales and Service Center. When you need something for your farm, you'll find it at Nelson Farm Supply in Harlan. Whetstone Extreme Clean Car Wash offering touchless car wash, including 3 self-serve bays and 1 automatic bay with dryer and self-service pet wash station. Whetstone Extreme Clean Car Wash, located on West Highway 6 in Atlantic.
And welcome back now here to high school basketball coverage tonight as the Cam Cougars go on the road and win one tonight over the HSTW Lady Vikes by the final score of 52-43. And the Cougars did it with a lot of youth as the sophomores came out to shine tonight for Coach Joel Woolham. 17 points for Madison Gettler to lead the way. 14 points chipped in by Paige McAfee, and 10 tonight for Macy Tickner. They're all sophomores. And then you had Shelby Stevenson with four. She's a sophomore as well. And seven chipped in by Felicity Jackson. She had all of those, though, in the second half. And that was the scoring here tonight for the Cam Cougars, as it all came from that starting five here this evening as they pick up the win. For the HSTW Lady Vikes, they were led tonight by 10 points from J.C. Schumann, 8 points chipped in by Josie Denning, and then you had 6 points tonight from Morgan Ekman, 4 apiece chipped in by Katie Anzalone along with Sydney Nelson, 9 points tonight here from Kinsey Scheffler, the freshman, and then 1 apiece chipped in by both Sarah Butcher and Kate Weiss here in the contest with some free throws here as well. So let's look at the scoring for the Lady Vikes. They end up 11-15 from the free throw line here in the second half. Got there because they didn't get there in the first half, and that's how they finished the game, 11-15. For the Cam Cougars, they knocked in just 4 free throws here in the second half. 4 out of 8 from the stripe here in the second half of play. So they finished the game 6 of 12 from the free throw line here in the win. So that's a look at your scoring here this evening. Want to thank all those folks listening in. We want to thank as well Aaron Young, youngster here from HSTW High School, that came over and helped us with our TV operation here tonight, running cameras. So thank you once again to Aaron Young here, youngster from HSTW, helping the cause here as we bring you this basketball here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, online at KJN.com, on the mobile app, and on our TV page as well. 52-43, the win for the Cam Cougars as they move to 1-0 to open up the season, and for the Lady Vikes, they will fall to 0-2 with the loss. Next up for the Cam Cougars, as we mentioned, they will be on the road tomorrow night to head to Westside to take on Arweva, so they'll be right back at it. And then later at the end of the week on Friday night, they'll be back at home for their first home game there to take on Exira EHK. For the Lady Vikes, they now will have a little bit of a breather here at the beginning of the week until they play on Friday. They will go on the road to take on Riverside on Friday night in Oakland, and that will be their next battle. 52-43, Cam Cougars win it. 17 points tonight for Madison Gettler leading the charge, 14 for Paige McAfee, and 10 from Macy Tickner as the Cougars pick up the... That'll wrap up our broadcast here tonight. Once again, thanks to Aaron Young for helping out with camera duties tonight, and thanks to Fred Scott and Sarah Shorley back in the studio helping out this evening as well. That'll wrap things up tonight. I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Avoca.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. When it comes to protecting what matters most, keep it simple. Insure your car and home with Farm Bureau Agent Clayton Dorsey in Atlantic. Clayton Dorsey, Farm Bureau Agent, serving Cass County at 712-243-2263. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignment, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center, located at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic.